welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of today's Power Hour. We have Power Hours. 2 hours of great, credible information, folks. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I am your host, your guest host, Dr. H. Ruot, filling in for the normalcy, Dan Berman and his co-host there. It's been great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's a privilege and a pleasure to be on the show today, ladies and gentlemen, to network with others who I believe are on the same page, like-minded freedom lovers. And as I said in the first hour, my guest in the second hour today is one such individual. His name is Gary A. Barnett. Gary lives in Montana, the Big Sky country. Lewiston is where he calls home, folks. His bio is, you know, just to give a little bit brief background of who my guest is today, Gary Barnett. He's a writer. He has a great blog. We talked about it in the first part of the hour. GaryBarnett.com. GaryBarnett.com. I'm sorry, GaryDBarnett.com. Don't forget the D. Got to get it right, folks. GaryDBarnett.com is the website. So you want to follow along and just look at his blog. If you're online, please do so. And if you push that button, subscribe to what he has to say, because I'm telling you, this guy is right on point. Gary's been writing about really a lot of topics concerning freedom and liberty for many, many years. He's retired financial advisor, estate planner. His main, where I saw him, I've been a subscriber to Lou Rockwell on and off for years, and LouRockwell.com had one of his articles where I thought, this is exactly right on point. The article was entitled 2021, the year of what? The year of the deadliest vaccine, because it's going to hit us in 2021. Yeah, this is what I want to talk to our guest, Gary Barnett, about in depth, but there's so many other things tied into this, because as we touched on in the first hour, the censorship that's happening is all a part of this. It's like unprecedented. I've never seen it in all my years of writing. My blog, as I explained, was shut down in December without any warning. WordPress just took it off the air because it has so much information on the virus scams of yesteryear, of what I call the virus mania, how a manufactured, patented lab virus, whether it's HIV, whether it's Zika, whether it's West Nile, take your pick, folks, is all about making money and changing the socioeconomic structure of this country and the world as well. So it's a huge topic, folks, and we're right on point. There's no accident that the vaccine that's being prepared for us is not just something that's been in the works for 8 months or a year. What you have to realize, folks, this vaccine, the components of it was planned back in 2010. I have the full documentation of it. The so-called SARS-CoV-2 is a patented virus. I have all the patent information on that virus. You see, but you can't make money on a virus because you simply can't spread the virus. You have to inject it into people's veins vis-a-vis a vaccine. So without a further ado, welcome to the Power Hour, Gary Barnett. Thanks so much, Gary, for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Drew. I appreciate being on.
So let's just jump right in. What made you come to the conclusions you've come to in this about the vaccine? Obviously, you've been studying it for years and years, right? So talk to us.
Yes, well, you know, I mean, first and foremost, I've been a freedom and liberty, person for basically my entire life, and it's something that I have very strong passion about. So, you know, I'm always researching and trying to find out, you know, what's going on with the government, the people that run the government, and watch what's happening. And I guess when this this latest debacle we have has been so aggressive. I mean, even more than it's difficult to, for the government or the controllers to do things that surprise me, but the speed of this and the scope of it is so immense that you know, it's insanity. So I've spent I spend every day researching and writing, and I've been writing a long time, as you mentioned, probably publishing close to two decades, but even writing before then. And but lately, this year, you know, it's I'm writing a lot more, and I can't see that slowing down, because the risk here is so huge and so tragic. And you know, the vaccination part of it is just one, you know, one part. Although I think it's an extremely important part, and I think, you know, the ramifications vaccinating the entire world are just tremendous.
Right. Let me just again reference, if you want to go to listeners, go to lourockwell.com. Or just Google up 2021, the year of the vaccine, the year of the deadliest vaccine. This was posted this back on September 17th on lourockwell.com, and of course it's also on your blog, GaryDBarnett.com.
Right.
I like how you started out the article quoting Dr. Anthony Morris, the chief vaccine control officer of the FDA, ladies and gentlemen, a virologist and the chief vaccine control officer. And he said, quote, "There is a great deal of evidence to prove that immunization of children does more harm than good. There is no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or mitigating any attack of influenza. The producers of these vaccines know that they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway." So, wow, whatever happened to Dr. Morris after that statement?
I'm not sure if he's still around or not. It's gotten very dangerous to speak out against you know, these tyrannical things that are going on, especially about vaccines or you know, it's just it's like you said, the censorship is at a level that I couldn't even comprehend. So and I didn't realize that you had a blog that was taken down. So but a lot of people I trust and read and have had been demonetized and had all their stuff you know, taken down, and I haven't done any research to see where what's going on with Dr. Morris right now, but that statement's pretty telling, and it's a true statement. I mean, you know, the vaccination scam is horrendous.
Well, my worldview, Gary, is simply going back to Dr. Linus Pauling and the whole terrain theory, okay, versus the germ theory.
Right, I'm very familiar, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting here. A lot of the things I did back, especially I was very, very active writing and exposing the bird flu hoax, okay, and how it tied in to the 1976 swine flu hoax, okay, because I remember that very well in 1976. I'm a junior in high school, and I had people that came forward, got that vaccine, and got Guillain-Barré syndrome, got crippled. So I've been trying to expose the whole thing, going back to why do we need a vaccine? And thank God for Dr. Pauling and the training I received in Kneipp, Germany, in Dresden area, okay? The Dresden area was the epicenter of the terrain theory. But in a nutshell, I want to be very, very abbreviated here, but folks, what we think about germs and disease is so flawed in so many different ways. Let me just say this. We actually produce viruses in our own bodies, and we do it, and we have for thousands of years. Now, all you have to do is look up the definition of virus. Virus in any, even Wikipedia's definition of it. It's simply your very own messenger RNA primarily, messenger RNA fragments that are going, and they're communicating with your 70 trillion plus cells. That's how they operate. Okay, they're not to be feared. It's part of who we are. In fact, our whole genome, and our part of our genome has a substance called a virome structure, where all these coronaviruses, you see, are what we produce and develop in times of stress and times of toxicity. And there's a whole different, even allergens, pathogens like pollen or smoke can cause these viruses to be produced. Dr. Hillbreath, in 1984, at Johns Hopkins, described them and named them as exosomes because they exit the chromosome, which is part of your genome process. Did all kinds of research and paper on this, and yet the mainstream Journal of American Medical Association and all these, they just, it's genius. It should have been Nobel Prize worthy, but they just, they didn't say it's wrong. They just didn't promote it. So it's hidden under the rocks. You have to look at these treasures and pull them out. Hey, folks, this is why. Listen up very carefully. The PCR testing that they're doing, polymerase chain reaction testing, is testing your genomes, your part of your genome called the virome, and amplifying that part of the virome to see just how many coronaviruses, aka exosomes, that your body is producing. And if it's above a certain point, oh, you're testing positive for COVID-19. That's ridiculous, folks. There will never, let me emphasize this, there will never be a lessening of the curve. They can't stop the curve because the curve is natural. They won't see, it's not about infestation. Okay, this is a key point that needs to be, spread out across the world, the origins of viral diseases. You don't catch a thing. You have external factors, whether it's 5G turn on or what have you, that causes cellular stress, and your coronaviruses are produced inside the body. What's your comment on that, Gary?
Well, no, it's exactly right. I mean, and that, you know, I've tried to talk a lot about the, you know, the supposed virus, as they call it, and of course, you know, this PCR test, which is just an expansion or an amplification, just grabs a piece of RNA or what, sampling, and it's going to find any viruses in your body, and that's why it's going to test false positive, you know, most all the time. And it's just, it's not, you know, it's not even supposed to find a particular, a virus. That's not what it was, made for. And then you get to this particular, SARS-CoV-2. And of course, it's never been separated or isolated or identified at all. It's never, there's never been an attempt to satisfy Koch's postulates. So, you know, it's what it boils down to. It boils down to what the reasoning for all, you know, what all, why they do what they do. And it's, you know, when I talk about government or I talk about the controlling system, which government, in my opinion, is a second layer, subordinate layer. But when you start talking about what their objectives are, there's the three major objectives of power, control, and money. It's not always about money. It's more often about power and control. And if the truth is told, I mean, just look what would happen to the so-called healthcare industry and the pharmaceutical industry if people understood that their own bodies, immune systems, are the best defense they have against any disease. And if people understood that and they knew how these things work, what would that do to the pharmaceutical and the medical system, as it is now, where it is simply, based on pharmaceutical products and drugs and surgeries and this kind of thing. And the preventative side of the medicine that used to sustain, you know, the population is gone. So everything that's happening, everything they do, every prescription drug, every vaccine, and every attempt to do anything to gain more control is going to be harmful to health. And what they've done over a long period of time, you know, is built a system where they've got a society that is so weak and puny, and their immune systems are so compromised that anything they can use this what I call a fake virus. They can use it as a fear tactic, and you know, get people to pretty much do anything they want. And I'll tell you, this vaccine, it's so much more complicated than just, you know, taking a vaccine. If you, and obviously you're an expert in this area, but when you look at what's actually in vaccines, and I've looked at every component that I can find, obviously the list is hidden by the state, but if you look at what's in vaccines and then what's the unknowns, and you're not going to be able to vaccine for, you know, this virus anyway. There is no coronavirus vaccine that works. So all this is going to do, it's going to be used to enhance the fear, enhance sickness, so that the control over society can become much more consuming. And that's, I mean, that's the whole goal, is to reset the entire system, the economic system, the monetary system, the health system, and a population control system. So this is a huge push, and it's so much more complicated than just a possible virus or a possible vaccine. It goes so much deeper.
Well said. Absolutely right on point, Gary. You've nailed it. I wish there were 10 million Gary Barnetts out there, because we may have a...
I don't know. My wife might argue with that. But yeah. It's, well, you know, there are quite a few people that are on top of this, but it's still just a minor amount, you know, of people. It's such a minority. And that's another part of this, is the brainwashing that's been going on for many, many decades. I mean, you can go back to, you know, I mean, the first public schools were, what, in 1852 in Boston, but it got to the point of being saturation in about 1910 forward. So you've had people indoctrinated through state schooling systems, you know, for over 100 years now. And of course, it's, you know, it's gotten worse continually, and gotten, you know, more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did we lose our guest?
Mark.
Okay, we got, isn't that just interesting when somebody gets on a roll, we have a little glip in the technology. It happens to me on my programs all the time. I don't think it's just by accident, folks. But Gary is right on point. Again, we're interviewing Gary D. Barnett. His website is GaryDBarnett.com. Folks, this is such a multifaceted, situation. Because it's, you know, it's not just the vaccine, it's what it embodies. The programming of the people. There's an article on his website about the mask. The mask does absolutely nothing to spread this contagion. It's not a contagion scene. It's something this body is producing. There is no definitive study, not one, that shows that masks do anything. But in fact, they actually lower your blood oxygen level. Yeah, folks, you're rebreathing in your carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide can cause disruptions in so many areas as a neurological toxin. Do you realize that there's OSHA regulations on workplace levels of carbon dioxide? Yeah. In places where there's noxious gases being produced, et cetera, OSHA, they come in and they have these sensors and tests. If it goes below, it goes above a certain threshold of carbon dioxide in the air that you breathe, they can shut you down and fine you. It's a fact, folks. When you wear a mask for over 5 minutes, a same sensor put under the mask will set off an alarm because you're 3 to 4 times the safety level of carbon dioxide that you're breathing back in. Americans with Disabilities Act, the OSHA regulations, you make it illegal to do that. But yet our government prescribes it, mandates it. It's ridiculous, folks. Let me, you know, we're trying to get our guests back on the line, and well, we're trying to do the best we can. We're working on it. We'll bring them on when we can. Let me just fill in the blanks a little bit here, folks. Fact, back in the first part of this so-called pandemic, I called the plandemic, did you know that there was this huge outbreak in nursing homes in the Big Apple, New York City? Why? Oh, my goodness. Maybe you remember this. Maybe you don't, but my goodness, I won't name the name of this big pharmaceutical company, but it's one of the biggest in the world. They, in their largesse, as a basically marketing ploy, I think, provided all of these high risk groups in nursing homes in New York City absolutely free face masks. By the hundreds of cases and boxes were delivered. What was amazing is they did absolutely no good. The people, these nursing home seniors and people at high risk, got infected in a major way rapidly, well above other people in other cities. We got to take a break, folks. I'll come back and finish this up and hopefully get our guests back on. But, oh, my goodness, the big pharmaceutical was charged actually with creating the virus, putting it, lacing it into the face masks themselves. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back into these messages. This is the Power Hour. I'm your host, Dr. H. Ruat. Don't go away.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, my guest is back as well. Gary had a little glitch that never has happened before in all of his dozens and dozens of radio shows that he's been guests on. It's unique to us. But welcome back to the show, Gary. Let me just finish up and I'll give you – I want to not leave our listeners hanging. This is a story that's kind of forgotten about at the early stages of this so-called planned pandemic, right? The surge in infection, so to speak, in the nursing homes and long-term care facilities in the Big Apple was blamed initially on a major pharmaceutical company that gave away free masks. There was these reports coming out. A lot of people believed that these masks actually caused people to get sick. And so there was a class action lawsuit brought, and it was settled quickly out of court, of course, when they were able to prove, no, well, these are antiseptic masks. There's no hidden virus in them. And they proved all of that, but yet there were a number of deaths blamed. And so the big pharmaceutical company, starts with an M, by the way, it placed warning labels on every box of masks. And the warning label is very specific. It's like you see on a pack of cigarettes. Warning, this product will not lessen the threat or the spread of COVID-19 viruses. Right there on this, because they had to put it on the warning label. Well, hello, folks. This is what should be on every label of every mask. But masking is a big business now. I mean, just ask Governor Newsom. He invested $1 billion in California Governor Newsom. $1 billion investment into masks, and he's going to reap it mightily. There's no incentive. And this is why I want to bring this back to my guest, Gary Barnett. Gary, you know, we got to take away the profit motive of this with our public servants. I mean, this is the other thing that's happening. Did you realize that for every positive PCR test, every polymerase chain reaction test that shows positive, the states get varying degree of money from the federal government. There was $30 billion put out. In Utah, I've confirmed this. Every positive test results in a cash register ringing to the state for $98,000. Alaska's even more. I found out from the colleagues there. There's over almost $200,000 in Alaska. Wait a minute. There's no incentive to tell the truth anymore. You pay off the health departments.
Those of us that tell the truth, there's always an incentive. But, you know, there's, like I said, there's so many other factors here, money being a big part of it. I mean, the entirety of this scam, one of the major agenda items here, is a massive, very massive wealth transfer. It's, you know, the top 1% is going to become the top 0.5% and then the top 0.25%. And as the economy continues to fail and things continue to happen, all the properties and all of the assets and the businesses are all going to get bought up for pennies on the dollar. And it's just going to be a continuous wealth transfer. So it's going to end up with, where you have, it's the middle class is about gone, but it's going to be eliminated. There's just going to be the poor, and then there's going to be the few at the top. And, you know, it's all part of it. Like I said, it's certainly money, but it's also power and control. But when you take the incentive, when you give the hospitals the incentive to call everything COVID, if they start treating these people in varying degrees of money, excuse me, are made available, and they're paying them huge, like you said, huge amounts of money. So they're going to call everything COVID, and just continually rake in more and more money. I mean, how many hospitals just shut the doors and only certain hospitals stayed open, or there's no one in the hospitals? The entire system became a COVID system as opposed to, a medical system. And that's where the money is, and that's where the power lies. So, it's been amazing. I have readers and subscribers in New York, some working in those hospitals. So I got some pretty good information about some of the things going on there. And I've also got other people I know that know exactly how much money is coming in and how it's allocated and for what reasons. And when you look at those things, it becomes very obvious how they were, co-opted into working, with the people that are trying to gain the control.
Well, see, this is vital information. So I got to tell you, Gary, I've been privileged to give a PowerPoint presentation to some two different Fortune 500 companies and their top executives, and they know something is not right in this whole scenario, right? From the beginnings of what's called Operation Lockstep down to last October, exactly a year ago now, Event 201 at the Pierre Hotel. These people are top executives, and they had no idea about all this. They're just jaw drops. This is, well, I says, because here's the documentation. I'm not making this up. Make your own, conclusions by reading the research. And then, of course, I just show, they ask the question, what do we do about it? What can we do about it? I says, well, it's simple. You've got to be proactive and ask the questions as with a position of power. You have money. You're losing $41 million a month in your corporation. You may not be able to survive. So you start asking the questions now. And here's the main question I submit that we all need to ask. And screen this. Ask the health departments, the epidemiologists, okay? Why is there no gold standard blood test for SARS-CoV-2? Think about it, folks. It doesn't take more than a month to isolate those gene structures of any novel. Again, you mentioned Koch's postulates. Dr. Coe's populace, it's easy to isolate it. It could have been done as early as December of last year, if it was legitimate.
They cannot do it. They don't want to do it. That's the point.
Because there is none.
Yeah.
It's not there. It's non-existent.
No, it's you know, and I just you know, it's kind of interesting, and this is off the subject slightly, but I just finished. I finished in April. But I finished a project with ex-Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. And,
yes, she's wonderful.
She got out of politics and she became her true self, I think. She is wonderful. But she called me and asked me to contribute to her book and write in her book. And what she wanted me to write about was bioweaponry, U.S. and U.S. use and development. And so when I was researching and you start going back through a long history, and looking at what these, you know, what this country, the governing systems and controllers have done, for, you know, since, well, I mean, actually some of the stuff began as, you know, way back in the middle of the 19th century. So, and it just, this is a long-term, plan of building, you know, and using viruses as weapons, and manufacturing them, developing them, and using them for offensive purposes, whether it's a virus or chemicals like Agent Orange or that kind of things. You know, all of this has been going on forever, so none of this is new. But the way that they're going about it and the reasoning, you know, that they have to gain this total control, that has changed dramatically. But the fact that the, you know, these foreign agents being used to gain more power and control, that's been around a long time, and people shouldn't be so surprised, you know, at this. It shouldn't have hit them. You know, like you said, these people just have no clue. But if you look at history and you look at what's happened, it's just a continuous effort to gain more and more control. And this particular event is meant to finish the deal. And that's the scariest part of this for me, because this is going at such a speed that it's almost unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just when you bring up Dr. McKinney, she was a guest on my show. I have another show on a different network about 3 years ago. She's fantastic. It was when we were just after the election and Trump was brought in, and I said, what message would you have to your Democratic cohort, specifically Hillary Clinton? I loved her response. She says, "Hey, Hillary, how does it feel to be to be used through the vote fraud?" I mean, it's completely how they targeted Dr. McKinney and brought her out of her constituency in Georgia. But it's a good.
Okay.
Oh yeah, she's phenomenal. I just had a great time interviewing and talking with her. But yeah, what people don't realize, Gary, is simply the playbook that's being used now is the same playbook that was written back in 1918. It was a mask mandate back then, mask up or go to jail, literally, and social distancing, six feet. All of these things were the playbook of 1918. Why? Because back in 1918, they didn't even know about viruses. They thought it was just a mystery. Viruses weren't even discovered till 1934 with the advent of the electron microscope, folks. Okay?
Right.
So here's what you have to realize. The 1918 pandemic, there was a great book written by my colleague, now deceased, Dr. Patricia McBean, called The Poisoned Needle. And it's not just Dr. McBean's research. It was many other research. I have a copy of a book that I reprinted and was published in 1921, documenting the links to a typhus fever vaccine that was widely distributed by the government in 1918, as the war was ending, the Great War was ending, our troops were coming home, a vaccine campaign of unprecedented proportions. 60 plus million vaccine doses is given to the 120 million Americans. Isn't that amazing that the only people that really died.
I know about this, and it's crazy. What, you know, it's that's why you have to be so careful. I'm certainly a student of history, but history is difficult to find because you're not going to find the truth unless you do some deep digging, I'll tell you.
It's a game changer, Gary, when you realize this pandemic of 1918 was in no way natural. It was created because of a toxic vaccine called typhus fever vaccine. Oh, my goodness. And this actual research was presented to President Woodrow Wilson in 1920, in the 1921 at the Rose Garden. It was signed by some of the top research doctors in America and Canada. It was incontrovertible evidence. Okay? And then the stock market crashes in 1929, and we go through the Great Depression and the restructuring. Then the Federal Reserve takes complete power, and it's all downhill from there. But this is the point I want to get across so strongly. The research done by Dr. Taubenberger and his team out of Fort Detrick back in the late 90s, they actually isolated the virus that caused the 1918 pandemic. He went to Brevik Mission, Alaska, unearthed this cadaver and found in this woman's lungs the live virus. And they came back and isolated it and then recreated it, and this becomes known as the SARS series. There's SARS 1 through SARS 9. Okay, hey, this is on the CDC's own website. They are happy about telling you the story of how they recreated this killer virus. Wait a minute.
Well, of course, and yeah, they've been, yeah, this stuff's been going on. I mean, and then you can look at the. You can look at the rest of the, just to tag onto this, the history of the U.S. I mean, the U.S. claims 15 bio-level 4 labs, and that's only what they claim, and that's only what's in this country. They have labs all over the world that are not listed. And then you look at China, and they have one, and the U.S. has been involved in Wuhan lab for many, many years and funding it until last September 30th. So when you start looking at these things, you start to understand that nothing is as it seems. And when you get to the current day, and you're looking at this vaccine that's whatever vaccine they're going to use, I've felt for a long time it's already done. They have it sitting there, just waiting to get the right moment to bring it in. But you know, it's not about a virus. I mean, some of the things they're going to put in this vaccine, or could put in this vaccine, I should say, are going to not only be deadly. It's going to be life changing. And it's going to be gene changing, and you know that's it's just you're talking about all the vaccinations in 1918. Well, what if they now enhance this vaccine and put all these foreign objects and RNA and DNA restructure material in there, nanoparticles, and then they vaccinate 7 billion people. I mean, what's going to happen? This is dangerous.
The nanobots, this is part of my big blog that was also shut down. I documented the rise and the increase in spending of these nanorobotics and how they're, guess what, folks? These nanorobotics need to be controlled by a massive artificial intelligence network called 5G. You can't have this without 5G coming together, okay?
The technocratic takeover is what's sought. So, and that they need that kind of control of humanity in order to do it. And so all of this stuff works together. I mean, nothing is accidental and nothing is organic. I mean, this is all by design.
Yeah, I was reporting on this as early as 2011, Gary, in my blog. I said they're patented SARS-CoV-2 and the studies done on it in primates and even human testing, it's no more deadly than a common cold. It really isn't. But SARS-CoV-9 is the same killer virus, even more virulent than what killed so many million Americans in 1918. Now, folks, let's look at what happened then, okay? it created what's called a cytokine storm in the lungs, where you'd be totally healthy and active in the morning, and suddenly you'd be stricken down and coughing up your own blood and aspirating and dying, and in the morgue by the afternoon. This is a panic. This is what was happening in 1918. Do you realize that 5% of the population were dead? And that's a panic. That is a pandemic, folks, okay? Half, 50% of Americans, everybody that was vaccinated, got sick. And of that, a full 5% passed away. We got virology today, folks. This is a reality. When you take about all the false readings of people, you know, the CDC even claimed now that 94% of all deaths under COVID are by other comorbidity factors. So only 6% are really tied to any specific, you know, viral infection structure. Now get that. There's 0.1% morbidity factor. 0.1%. There's no way it justifies a pandemic shutdown. No way.
Well, no, of course not. But that's, you know, like I said, this is all by design, you know, based on fear and ignorance. And it's been a coup that's been allowed to go forward, and it's been successful so far. And I think the ramp up coming between now and early spring is going to be unbelievable. And I think if people aren't understanding that not only are they going to claim a second and third wave, that they're going to do whatever it takes to actually produce it. And with the immune systems compromised at the level they are in this country right now, I mean, they were already compromised because people don't take care of themselves here. But when you add 6 months of lockdowns and job loss, stress, and other sicknesses, and then you continue that, and then you ramp it back up, it's not going to take much to get a lot more deaths. And if they get enough more deaths, the people are going to, at least at this point, I hope this doesn't stay, but at least at this point, the people are going to clamor and, wish for whatever the government will give them to try to help them, whether it's multiple vaccines or, any other, and lockdowns and police state tactics. They're going to ask for it. And that is where, this could get so scary in the next few months that it would make this past year look mild.
Well, you're right
on.
In
my opinion.
Right on point. You're very right on point. I see the same thing happening. Again, it goes back to what is 5G? What can be controlled? This again, this is modulated by artificial intelligence, and the 60 gigahertz carrier wave. You can piggyback other frequencies onto that in specific sections of the area and target you and make you have flu-like symptoms, even to the point of explosive diarrhea. Just look at the technology called active denial systems put out and studied by DARPA and the Nation of Israel, okay? It is amazing what they can do if you have a carrier wave of 60 gigahertz. They can produce widespread infection, folks, in the body. That's
well, yes, and look what they did. I mean, when they locked everybody down, they used that to start building the 5G infrastructure at every level worldwide. I mean, they had pretty much carte blanche. They just they had everybody locked up, and they started putting in these systems and trying to get it ramped up. And it's amazing. And all of it works together. I mean, all these people work together. All of the controllers work together, and they're all involved at multiple levels. And from the vaccine, if you look at the UK, the chief scientific advisor in the UK today, I think his name is Patrick Vallance. He was president of GlaxoSmithKline, which the UK is using to bring out the vaccine, and now he is the chief scientific advisor in the UK, and he's got $700,000 worth of GlaxoSmithKline shares. I mean, you know, the ties are so obvious that, and if people had not been so dumbed down over all these years, you know, these kind of things would be very important. I mean, those kind of conflicts are staggering to me.
And whereas the mainstream media is so controlled that you won't even debate
this.
I don't know how many articles I've sent in asking for the editorial board meeting. I says, listen, you got to look at this information. Quit putting the headlines out about the infection numbers. And no, that's not about infection numbers. It's about how the body actually produces viruses. The body doesn't catch a virus. It produces it. And now, folks, you think that's crazy? Well, it isn't. You cannot catch HIV. You cannot catch West Nile virus. It has to be injected into your body, okay? There's no difference between HIV and SARS-CoV-2. They're both chimera lab viruses. You cannot catch them by a transmission cloud. You cannot breathe them in and catch them and have it go into your body. It must be injected, which is what the vaccine is all about, folks. There will be.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, very much so. I mean, you're going to get injected with several different viruses or whatever they want to put in. If you look at a list of the adjuvants going into these things, that scare you to death, especially if you know what they are and how they work. And then you start looking at, well, what's going to be in the vaccine that we don't know about? Is it going to be sterilization, and the nanoparticle bots and the ability to change DNA structure. Nobody knows what they're going to put in there, and all of this stuff's being done right now. I mean, if you look at what Gates is funding, you can see that.
Yep. Golly, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great 2 hours. I hope you've enjoyed it. Gary, thank you so much. Again, your website is Gary D. Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, Barnett.com. Like, folks, be proactive. Be understanding. Thank you so much, Gary. We'll be in touch. I'll have you on other shows if you're willing. God bless, folks, and take care of yourself. Be free. Be alert. Be awake. God bless.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.